The question is being raised after unconfirmed reports of people planning to circulate petitions to recall Governor Walker that would either be destroyed or just not turned in. GAB Director Kevin Kennedy says both actions could be charged as felonies.
Anyone who destroys a recall petition is committing a felony. You know, all of the statements of outrage that people have ought to be directed at the ballot box and not at people's attempts to engage in their constitutional rights, whether they are voting or circulating recall petitions.
If the agency receives complaints, Kennedy says they will be taken seriously.
We'll take complaints on them and refer them to the appropriate law enforcement to investigate.
Local district attorneys would make a decision on filing charges. There are also concerns supporters of the governor will circulate fake recall petitions so people will think they've already signed one. Kennedy says those behind the official recall are working to prevent that.
The recall committee has made it clear in their communications steps they're doing so that people can be comfortable that they're signing a petition that will get properly prepared here.
GAB says it hopes local law enforcement will be able to devote resources to investigate allegations of petition fraud. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.